have much farther to go.
Another snowy New Year's.
Jeez, why can't New Year's be in the summer when it's warmer?
Quite right, Sessie. Why couldn't you?
Toppy?
What, Sessie?
Tell me, are you going to do the same goddamn speech you make every goddamn New Year's Eve over there at Shecky Green's Red Barn?
Yes. Yes, probably.
Okay.
Oh, I love it, dear.
Well, we got Big Fatty to thank for.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Isn't he wonderful?
Teppy, I live for New Year's when Big Fatty plays Guy Lombardo and the thingy at the Times Square with the ball.
Yes, dear.
Anyways, I live.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, my God, you guys are weird.
BigFattyOnline.com. But anyways.
New Year's was like 12 days ago. Womp womp.
Thanks, Sassy. Thanks. Duffy, don't pay any attention to Sassy. Let's just carry on as if he had said nothing. Thank you, Aunt Teppy.
So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to Bellamy's.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Well, we got Big Fatty to thank for.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Let's just carry on as if he had said nothing.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4666. The BFO for Monday, the 29th of December, 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, which included, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big Fatty! Monday is going well. Y'all, y'all, can you believe it is the last Monday of 20 and 25? And y'all, you're revelers today because y'all, Wednesday night, not only will we be celebrating Gavin's retirement on that day, but y'all will be kissing 2025 goodbye and welcoming in the baby new year. Oh, Big Fatty, I wonder if baby new year will sleep like a baby. Well, I don't. Probably not, because there'll be so many firecrackers. You know, the firecrackers will be going off on New Year's Eve. But, y'all, I can assure you, Big Fatty will be absolutely passed out, sound asleep, unless he's awakened by the firecrackers. So, anyway, but, y'all, have you got your New Year's plans, ready yet? We're gonna have, New Year's, Eve here at the villa, and, everyone's bringing an appetizer. Y'all have found a recipe to make homemade bacon and horseradish dip. So, y'all, I'm going to prepare that. I'm going to have my little ham sandwiches. And, and some boiled shrimp, chilled shrimp, cooked shrimp. And who knows what everybody else will bring. Big Fatty, it sounds like it's going to be quite the hoop. Yeah, and it'll be over with by about 8 o'clock. So everybody can be home and not have to worry about the the police or anything like that, as opposed to up there in the Bury, y'all, they have a quite a hoot nanny up there on New Year's Eve. Y'all, there's an anniversarium that goes on. I believe it includes some birds of paradise. Oh, Big Betty, what kind of birds? No, the flowers. Well, why are they called birds? They look like birds. I don't know. But y'all, get ready to ring in the New Year. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Crema Day, when that was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show, y'all. That was the Crema recap. I failed to mention that we were not having a Fright at Fatty's because Durwood. He and members of his family were going to go see the Nutcracker. Oh, Big Fatty, we know how much you love the ballet. I do. And I enjoy the Nutcracker. Big Fatty, okay. Y'all, I mean, who wants to cook for Granny? Big Fatty? So we just didn't have it, and it was a nice little opportunity to have a quiet evening. Y'all, I will tell you that I watched a lot of the college sports ball. You know, it's the bowl games. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I think the strangest bowl is it was just on, when was it on? It was on Saturday. Y'all, it's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And y'all, they present the trophy to the winning team, and then the quarterback and the coach of the winning team goes over, and some Pop-Tarts characters jump on top of a giant toaster, and they are lowered into the toaster, and you can tell that they're cooking. And y'all, then out below comes actual Pop-Tarts, giant Pop-Tarts. Y'all, they must be 4 feet by 6 feet, something like that. And then all the players come over and eat the Pop-Tarts. It was the cookies and cream, and there was another one too. I don't remember what the flavor was on it, but some sort of berry. It may have been strawberry. I don't know. But y'all, it's just the most bizarre thing. And y'all, I mean, during the game, there's all kinds of crazy Pop-Tart stuff. You know, instead of throwing the bucket of Gatorade, they throw these like little mini bite-sized Pop-Tarts on out of a cooler onto the coach. And y'all, it's just a mess. You know, it's a mess to clean up. And so I've watched a lot of that. Y'all, you know, I subscribe to the Sirius XM back in the fall, probably early November, or it may have been September. I don't remember. Big Fatty, did you say September?
Pray, September.
Well, Big Fatty, I think we'll let it slide since you're going to be 70 in 2026. Big Fatty, ancient. But you know who's going to be 70 before Big Fatty? The old gal. May the 7th. Let's see. Anyway, and I got it so we could listen to the satellite music on the trip down to Rock World. And you know, I do enjoy that they do the Crema music from November the 1st through the 26th of December. And so y'all come Saturday. I went right online and I canceled my Sirius XM subscription. Y'all, it used to be you had to call in to do it, but y'all, now they have a mechanical that you just say, I want to cancel this. And then of course I offer you a better deal, and you say, no, I'm not interested. And then they'll offer you another better deal. I'm still not interested. So just to make sure you don't want to take advantage of these wonderful deals and you want to continue to cancel. Yes. So that's what I did. And y'all, I got up on Friday. You know, that's the day after grandma. And y'all, it's I mentioned this on the Friday little show, y'all. It hasn't felt like it, I mean, it's felt like a Sunday on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And y'all, I just find it amazing that even being retired, that the body clock still gets used to what a day feels like. Yeah, I've not gotten my nipper nap. But got up for right morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I brought home some of the quiche. Y'all, I was not pleased with the quiche I had gotten at the Page's Oakery Grill. And but I brought home probably about a third of it. And so I've been heating it up for my breakfast. I had that for my breakfast on Friday and Saturday. I couldn't stomach it again on Sunday. It's good. Once you put it in the microwave and it's not gooey anymore. And I did that, and read my paper, did my puzzles, and was about to go out on my morning nipple walk when this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. It was my gentleman caller that I've known for more than 30 years. Not the muscly one, but the other one. And he sent me a textimonium, and he was like, hey, Rick Ready, can I come over? I said, yes. So, y'all, I had to get out of my nipple-walking clothes and get the love chamber prepared. And he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, because it was like getting a crema gift on Boxing Day. It was, and it was lovely, just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, once he left, then I went out on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres. Because I had things to do. And so, y'all, when I finished that, I came back and I hopped in Earl Grey, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. And then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all have. I don't normally do. Y'all, I went to the Vons East on Friday because y'all, I had to get a few things, and I didn't want to wait until Wednesday and, you know, a new getting all that. Y'all, picked up a thing of Sister Schubert Parker House Rolls. I have a coupon for that. Y'all, they had the kettle potato chips, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I picked up a two-pack of cream cheese and a little cup of sour cream. Because y'all, I mentioned I'm going to make a homemade bacon horseradish dip for Wednesday night. Needed some more butter, so I picked up a pound of butter. Y'all, they had the radish Cowens. The radish Cowens were on sale. They're rarely on sale. Y'all picked up a container of French onion dip. Big Fatty, why so much dip? Well, if I'd remembered I had it in the cart, I probably would have put it back, but it was buy one, get one free. They had, you know, some half-price crema things there. Yeah, there was a pretty little, it's like a drying mat, they call it, that you put on your counter and you put, you know, hand wash things you put on it to dry them out. And, she rang it up and I said, oh, no, that's supposed to be buy one, get one free. And she looked at it and she says, you're exactly right. That means you don't pay anything for it. Y'all, that's the Von's East promise. If the price is doesn't ring up as it's posted, you get it for free. So I got that for free. Y'all, they have the Fever Tree mixes on sale. So I got a ginger ale and I got a, what did you call that? Tonic water. y'all picked up a thing of horseradish. It was on sale. What's that last thing there? Oh, and I had pre-ordered some shaved tavern ham to make my little ham biscuits for Wednesday night. Y'all, I spent $43.85, but I saved $16.91. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I came back home. I did go out again do a nipple walk just around the inner circle of Fat Acres. And y'all, then, like I say, I watched I made some smash burgers on the charcoal grill. And y'all, they were delicious, just delicious. And so I had that for my supper, and I had it for my supper again on Saturday. And I'm just gonna have to continue this all tomorrow, cause y'all, I hadn't told you what I did Saturday or Sunday, and y'all, that's my week so far. Big Fatty, you were so close. You might want to tighten that up in post. Well, maybe I will. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. I believe it or not, I've got to go and go to the Sam's Club and get my those King Hawaiian rolls to make my little ham biscuits. And y'all, I forgot to get an onion. I gotta have that for my little ham sandwiches too. So I just go over to the Walmart for that. It's right there. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stink Pot and Sassy and Aunt Tappy and. What did you think of Big Fatty's final Monday little show for 2025?
Well, we got Big Fatty to thank for it.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Let's just carry on as if he had said nothing.
Oh, Big Fatty, she pretty much listened to the show, didn't you? Carry on and said nothing.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.